This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Season 5 of Showtime's House of Lies, Don Cheadle stars as a management consultant of questionable morality, wraps up this weekend with a first. The finale is the first American scripted television show shot in Cuba since diplomatic relations were restored, and it marks the beginning of what is sure to be a Hollywood rush. Fast and Furious 8 filmed there, so did Transformers The Last Knight. The House of Lies episode that airs this weekend is called No Es Fácil, It's Not Easy, which, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports, is a fitting description for filming in Cuba.
Early in the episode, management consultant and Uber capitalist Marty Khan, played by Don Cheadle, salivates over the potential of the place.
Welcome to Cuba, the perfect jewel of newly budding capitalism. Like a long dormant socialist succulent, one that somebody forgot to water for 50 years.
That dormancy means landscapes are still lush, streets aren't cluttered with Starbucks, and of course, those classic cars.
There's almost nowhere you can point the camera that's not a beautiful image.
Matthew Carnahan is the creator of House of Lies. He also wrote and directed the final episode. He says he quickly learned some of the same lessons about doing business in Cuba that Marty Khan learns.
Nothing here, right now, is easy. That doesn't mean that it's not worthwhile or good, just that it's not easy.
Carnahan talks me through what seems like a simple enough scene. Marty and Jeannie stumble upon a wedding in a small courtyard in Old Havana.
So you want to stay here at a wedding that we weren't invited to and hang out with a bunch of people that we don't know?
Yes! Yes!
Locations were very tricky because it's not like here where money talks and nothing else means really anything.
In Cuba, Carnahan says, one person issues all the location permits for the entire island. And then there's the music. Carnahan wanted this song, La Casa Chabaleta, played by this band, Septeto Habanero.
Which was an entire, rigmarole because of how people get paid.
You can't just write a check in Cuba. The wedding scene also needed wedding guests, cast by one of the few casting directors on the island, who doesn't speak any English.
The casting director there is kind of this diva who just knows every single actor, knows exactly where they are on the island or not on the island, and whether they can, get a ride.
No es fácil. Camera equipment was shipped from Germany because it couldn't be sent directly from the U.S. Even basic supplies.
There's not hammers and toilet paper and, things that people need.
And catering? The wife and family of one of the local Cuban producers did all the cooking for the crew, which included about 60 members hired locally.
There is definitely a film community and amazing filmmakers and craftspeople, but they're not in the business of making movies yet.
But Hollywood keeps coming. Carnahan says on one hand, he wants everyone to shoot everything there. And on the other,
I want to be greedy and, never let anyone else go there because it's so remarkable. It's so special. And it's in a particular moment between the old and the new.
A moment that's quickly passing. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.